This podcast contains explicit material. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to a mini episode of The Joy of Text, a podcast about orthodoxy and sexuality. My name is Maharat Rami Smith. I am moderator of The Joy of Text, and with me are Rabbi Dov Linzer, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Chovevei Torah, and Dr. Batsheva Marcus, the president of JOFA and clinical director of Maze Women's Health.
Okay, so the text I have for us this evening is from a book called The Mishtav Me'eliyahu, which is a Musar work by Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler. And in one section, he deals with the concept of ahava, love. And he says that the word ahava, the root of it is hevet, hav, the Aramaic for to give. And he talks about how love is about giving, and that when we give to someone, that actually, we don't just give out of love, but when we give, like when we raise our children and give them all of our care, that that actually creates love. So the line he has here is, he says, Kasher bara Elokim et Adam, when God created man or human, asau noten v'notel, he made him a taker and a giver. Koach hanitinahu koach elyon, the power, the capacity to give, is a supernal capacity, mimidat yotzer hakol baruch hu, from the attributes of the Creator, shehu merachem umeitiv notein, that God does good and gives, mibli kabel davar bitmura, without anything in exchange. And he says, however, avol koach hanitilah, taking, hu asher yitaveh ha'adam, a man desires, limshoch elav et kol habad bitchumo, to bring towards him anything that comes in his range. Koach zeh hu asher yikre b'nei adam ahavat atzmo, this is self-love, because you want to take for yourself. So he obviously is talking about the power, how it's a divine capacity to give, and how that's associated fundamentally with this idea of love. So the reason I wanted to talk about this, and I wanted to hear your thoughts, is about thinking about this concept of love, but also how that plays out in the sexual arena. What does it mean to be giving pleasure and receiving pleasure? And how much, I'm really very curious, Batsheva, your thoughts about how much in terms of the sexual dynamics, is it more powerful to give than to receive? It's certainly very important to be giving and not just receiving in those type of sexual dynamics. But you know, the claim that you become more invested and more, it generates love when you're giving rather than when you're receiving. I'm really curious about how you might think how this parallels anything that goes on in the sexual realm.
That is such an interesting question. Wow, it's very rare that I actually have to stop and think about. So I will tell you that there's a very large school of thought that you cannot really have sexual pleasure unless there's a certain element of selfishness and ability to focus on yourself and focus on your own pleasure. And that often gets lost in the shuffle. People are self-conscious, they're spectatoring, they're watching themselves, they're not able to get lost in their own pleasure. And without being able to do that, it's really hard to have a sexual relationship. Mm-hmm. Having said that, I think it's probably clear to all of us in this room that a mutually satisfying sexual relationship is really based on people's willingness to give to somebody else. So I guess I would say, like most things, it's a balance.
Right.
It's an ability to really focus and be invested and care passionately about giving somebody else pleasure.
Right.
But also being able to take,
sure.
That you have to be able to take and allow yourself to fully take as well. And that is a very powerful part of the sexual activity. And I think it's a challenge for all of us to be able to do both of those things. And yet that is sort of the ultimate goal in a sexual relationship.
Right.
Rainey looks like she wants to say something.
Really, I don't have anything to say other than I feel like this source really beautifully sums up a lot of tensions and difficult things that we've discussed on the podcast, which is with certain restrictions with halacha, it might sometimes seem like it's hard to give. And with some of the questions we've talked about women asking for sex, or it might sometimes be hard to take. And I think that this really brings both pieces to light, two things that we've brought up and that we talk about and that we kind of struggle with. At what point does the halachic text give room to give? And at what point do our own egos give us room to take?
Right. I think that's great. And I wasn't expecting anybody here, myself included, to side with his strong criticism on
taking. Yeah.
Right. Because obviously that's often, we don't allow ourselves to do that. And it's so important about what being human and having pleasure is
right.
about.
Which I want to say, like, you're presenting it, Rami, like he's giving a balanced perspective, but he's
not. We're giving a balanced perspective.
Right. He's saying it's all about giving.
Right. But the questions I have in my mind are, first of all, It ties back to a conversation we've had about women versus men. Like, do men have a hard time wanting to take for themselves, or is that more of an issue that women feel uncomfortable with their desire to take? Is that something you find sort of?
I think that's what I was asking about the halachic piece, that the halachic piece feels like more centered around, at least because it's written from the male perspective, for the male perspective, more centered around men giving than it is around maybe women receiving.
I think men can have a hard time taking too. Mm-hmm. They're also worried about their performance. It's a little different. Their inability to take might manifest itself differently than a woman's inability to take. It might not be that he's embarrassed to take, but mm-hmm. he's worried that he's not going to look manly enough, last long enough, have a hard erection. You know, like, I think there's men have other issues where they can't really just sort of stop and say, I'm just going to lose myself in the moment of mm-hmm. feeling right now.
I see.
So that's a little different.
So that's a little different than the taking. So the other thing, though, that I really was curious about the giving, it's certainly true that you can't have a satisfying, successful sexual relationship without there being both the taking and the giving. But I'm wondering about his idea that the giving is the more powerful. For some people, I think that if they're able to give their partner pleasure, that's a real sexual turn-on, and in a way could be even more erotic than when they receive pleasure. And maybe even besides the erotic, going back to the point he's talking about love, if somebody, for example, goes to a prostitute, they're just taking, and no emotional relationship is created. So is it the giving that creates the emotional relationship? If you're just taking, is that really...
If you're just taking, there's no emotional relationship.
Right.
But if you're just giving, there's probably not much of an emotional relationship either, I would posit. Yeah, I guess I do think it's that balance. Uh-huh. But I think you're absolutely right when you say that for many people, the power of giving is a big turn-on for them. Yeah, I just had that conversation with a patient today. Like, she's an older woman, and she's never had a sexual relationship, and she was saying how the idea of a penis is just so unappealing to her. She's heterosexual, and she doesn't kind of know what to do with that, and we were talking about the way women approach a penis. And so I said to her, one of the ways to think about it might be that when you give a man pleasure and you see how much pleasure he's getting, mm-hmm. that could be a very big turn on to you. So that was kind of an interesting way for her to think about it. Yeah. So I think you're 100% right that giving other people pleasure is an incredible aphrodisiac for many, many people. But I do think that you can't have a real relationship without having
Absolutely.
Both taking and the giving.
And I guess I'll end with the thought that the Gemara speaks about that a man who holds himself back to allow his wife to have an orgasm before he does speaks about the tremendous merit that he gets, and he'll merit wonderful children. But the Gemara actually recognizes the male-female physiology and how a man can easily achieve orgasm before a woman, and specifically says, you have to hold back. So in a way, it's a type of a giving by you holding back your pleasure to allow another person to have theirs.
Awesome.
Great.
Thanks.
Great.
I like this segment.
Okay.
If you have questions for the show or want to write in with comments, please submit them anonymously at www.thejoyoftext.org. The Joy of Text is produced by Jewish Public Media, which is supported in part by a grant from Next and Natan. This episode was recorded by Mike Hurst. You can listen to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or with any podcast app. My name is Maharat Ramey Smith, and thank you for listening.